At the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia, Director Claire Gastanaga first heard about the proposed policy against tampons when she got an email from the director of the Department of Corrections claiming there was no such policy. But as the day wore on, Gastanaga heard that a ban would be imposed on October 6th.
They do have a policy of requiring that people who are menstruating not use tampons. And if they want to come and visit, to switch it to a sanitary napkin.
Prison spokeswoman Lisa Kinney said visitors had tried to smuggle drugs by concealing them in body cavities, and prisoners had died of drug overdoses. When contraband was seen on a body scan, she added, visitors were offered the choice of a strip search or leaving without visiting an inmate. Imposing a ban on tampons would, she argued, eliminate that problem. But Claire Gastanaga said invading privacy could also discourage visits, and that would be a mistake.
People who are incarcerated do much better and are more likely to transition to the community if they maintain their connections with family and friends.
And she argued this policy wouldn't solve the problem.
Everything I read suggests that most of the contraband that comes into prison comes in via their own employees, so maybe they should deal with that first.
Kinney said body scanners are used at 8 of the state's prisons, and they detected 62 incidents of contraband over the last 19 months, 58 involving visitors and only 2 involving staff. While he shared her concern for prison security, Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran announced today that he was suspending the policy pending a review. I'm Sandy Houseman.
They have individual reasons to believe that a particular person might be bringing contraband to the prison. They know how to act on that. They don't have to have a general rule that applies to everybody who's menstruating. In every case, they should be erring on the side of creating an environment in which someone continues to believe that they're deserving of dignity, because if you treat people without humanity and without regard for dignity, then you essentially invite people to act accordingly.